Lecture topic, safeguarding our deen.
الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. At that time of the year when many advice comes along, advisories are given, people are cautioned that there's a time of the year when it's sometimes very dangerous. So people are advised to be very safe. You shouldn't be in a situation where they might get mugged, get robbed. So how they should drive, they are informed. Don't keep the windows open. And if a person is now, maybe wherever he is, so they'll give him some advisories that he mustn't get drowned. So while all these things will continue, for a mu'min, the greater importance is of being concerned that he doesn't get drowned in the sea of fitna. That this is the time of the year when fitna also abounds. So while other dangers lurk, and there are other issues that a person must take care of himself, look after his family, look after his property. But more important than all of that is to look after his iman, look after his deen. It doesn't drown in the fitna that just surges this time of the year. So the crucial thing for a mu'min at the top of everything is his iman. If a person had a situation, Allah forbid, Allah save us, that it was either his life or his wealth, one of the two, he can either save his life or then his wealth. So he's going to give priority to his life, because that wealth, if it goes, it will come again, inshallah. But for a mu'min, above life also is his iman, his deen. So now this is a very important aspect, that to protect one's iman, protects one's deen. In the quest for fun, person just starts flowing with the tides. Now to flow with the tide is very easy, but sometimes that tide is a tide of destruction. It's a tsunami. It's just heading towards destruction, taking towards destruction. So to flow with the tide is very easy. You just get swept along. You have to try to do anything also. But to swim against the tide, that requires a lot of strength and a lot of courage. And in the times that we live in, the tide is all flowing in the direction of fitna. Takes a person away from Allah Ta'ala, all the kinds of things that harm a person's deen, places of nudity and vice, all the venues of sin are all wide open and inviting. Now to flow against the tide, now people are all heading in that one direction, people are inviting him, everybody is enjoying themselves, where are you heading to? But that's just the outer, what apparently seems to be enjoyment, but inside is all a turmoil that's coming. So now to swim against this tide, without the strength of iman and the strength of a'mal, very difficult to swim against this tide. Person who is a very strong swimmer, he can swim against the tide. If a person's iman is strong and his a'mal are very strong, his salah is in order, he's making tilawat of the Quran Sharif daily, he's engaged in the dhikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he's keeping himself in the environments of deen, then all this will strengthen him further and he'll be able to swim against this tide and not get caught up and just get swept up with the tide in the direction of destruction. So now this is the very, very crucial and important aspect, that we have to be all the time very conscious about our iman, our deen, because that is what's going to count. Allah knows best when our time will come. It could be today, could be tomorrow, could be the next day, could be any time. We have no idea, we got no guarantee we're going to be around for another week, for another month. We will see this time out, we'll make tawbah in Ramadan. We don't have guarantee for today, where we're going to be postponing things till Ramadan. And maybe going to take chances that we'll do what we want now, and we'll make tawbah in Ramadan. We may never see Ramadan. We may be gone long before that. How many people were heading towards some very exciting time, and they all prepared and everything all packed and going to have fun. But before they reached their destination, the person reached the destination of Akhirat. Some accident took place, whatever happened, person passed away. Everybody was all so excited about some whatever fun they were going for. But before that, this person, he already reached the Akhirat. So we have to be prepared for that. We have no idea when our time comes. So now this very crucial aspect about looking after our iman. What is going to be the means of looking after this iman, protecting this iman? One very vital aspect is the company we keep, the environments we put ourselves in. That company and the environments, that is what will determine what goes on with us. If a person is in a cold environment, then even if he was feeling very hot before that, but he came into the masjid or he came into some room which is now fully air conditioned, then he's going to feel cool. And if he went into a room where it's very hot, even if he was feeling very cool before that, he was driving in his car which was air conditioned, but now he came into that hot room, in a short time he's going to be also perspiring. The effects of the environment will have its effect on him. The environment will not leave him. So likewise, a person's iman is impacted by his environment. His deen, his consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, how close he gets or how further away he gets. The environment will have an effect on that. He's in the right environment, it'll help him to get closer to Allah Ta'ala. He's in the wrong company, that wrong company will take him, Allah forbid, where he'll take him. There's one incident mentioned in the Hadith Sharif. It was one person, Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, very, very influential, very wealthy, very prominent person in Makkah Mukarrama. And everybody used to look up to him. So he had a habit that whenever he would return from some journey or whatever, then he would invite everybody, invite all the prominent people of Makkah Mukarrama. And this was like a very big thing for him. So once he invited Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. Whatever his purpose for that was, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a very respectable person, regardless of the fact that the Quraysh were bent on harming him, but they respected him. They knew the caliber of the personality. So he invited Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "I will not accept your invitation until you recite the kalima, accept iman." So now his greater importance at that moment was perhaps that now he's invited some person, that person must not leave without partaking of the meal. So whether that was the reason, whether he was genuine and sincere, Allah knows, but he recited the kalima. Now when he recited the kalima, this became the hot news of the time. That Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, he's become a Muslim. So now this message reached one of his friends, Ubay bin Khalaf, who was an arch enemy of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, staunch enemy of Islam. Ubay bin Khalaf came to him. Now this was a friend, the so-called friend. Came to him, he said, started off now playing on his emotions and blackmailing him emotionally. "It seems like you are now gone poor. We have to arrange some kind of collection for you." "What you are referring to? What's the problem?" "Well, you recited the kalima. It seems you are in need. That is why now you did this. You probably got some financial problems." So he said, "No, no such thing. I didn't want to be in the situation where my guest left without having partaken of the meal. So I recited the kalima." said, no, I'm not going to accept this from you. I will only accept it if you go back, na'udhu billah, and you reject this. And not just that, what he said to him, Allah forbid, you go and spit in the face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this was the company, this was the friend he had. The friend who is better to have an enemy than a friend like this. So now he got caught up in this friendship. He was more now concerned about now keeping the friendship. So what he did, he went and did what he was told. And as a result, he got denounced in the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. Now this ayat is referring primarily to Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayyid, but its application is still Qiyamah. Any person will go into such kind of friendships. People who hear Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayyid, he was because of his companionship, because of the company, because of the friends. Na'udhu billah, summa na'udhu billah. He spat on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and led to his destruction. But many times in our time, our friends make us, na'udhu billah, spit on deen. That you don't worry about this now. Why are you going for the salah now? Now is the time to go and have some other excitement. What are you worried about halal haram now? Now is the time to go and have fun. They're making us spit on deen. That can only lead to our destruction. That cannot take us anywhere to any good. So now he went and he did this. Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat of the Quran Sharif and he became endorsed as the word zalim. وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. That on the day, meaning they're referring to the day of Qiyamah, when the zalim and this person whose kufr now has been endorsed by the Quran Sharif, when he will chew over his hands. Now this is, one is figuratively speaking, when a person is in deep remorse and regret. So now this is how it's expressed, that he'll bite his fingers. And it could be literally that this is what he'll end up doing in that remorse and regret. But that is not going to help. That regret is going to be of no avail, no benefit. Regretting after death is too late. If a person regrets while there's life, before the pangs of death, and that regret brings him to sincere tawbah, and to come back to Allah Ta'ala, then that regret, mashallah, is what he's all about. That is a regret we have to develop in our hearts now. And make sincere tawbah and come back to Allah Ta'ala, repent for whatever mistakes we have made. And in this very dangerous time, keep ourselves in the right company and places. In any case, Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. Now on the day of Qiyamah, he'll be wishing, I wish I had followed the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How I wish I had done that. I had followed in his footsteps. Why didn't I do it? But now it's too late. After death, it's too late. Allah has still given us life. We don't know when our death comes. But now is the time to take the steps and move in the direction and follow the footsteps of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all aspects of life. And now he will then lament. He will regret on the day of Qiyamah. Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. How I wish I hadn't taken that person, Ubay bin Khalaf, in his case, and in our case, whoever it is that is taking us away from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, now the lament and regret will happen on the day of Qiyamah. How I wish I had not made that person my friend. The person who came, he said, oh, there's a free ticket. Free ticket to where? We thought it was a free ticket to excitement. It was a free ticket to Jahannam. Because taking us to places of sin and vice, taking us to places where Allah's wrath descends. So now he'll now lament, Ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. Laqad adallani ani dhikri ba'da idh ja'ani. Now after this reminder came to me, the hidayat and guidance came to me, and after that this person then deviated me. He led me astray, took me off the path. I was on track, and he came and deviated me, took me off the track. Now I'm in the destruction. But when a person falls in that destruction, he's alone. Then no friend comes along. No friend will come to say, I gave you the free ticket, so I'll take your punishment. He said, you suffer your own punishment. So that day is a day when every person will be for himself. Nobody will come to help anybody. We have to help ourselves now by adopting the right company, adopting the right environments, the right company, human company, what kind of friends we keep, who we keep as friends. Do they remind us to come to the masjid when it's time for salah? Or they take us in the opposite direction? Do they probably sometimes share something, I learned this beautiful dua, you can also, mashallah, learn this, or this beautiful kitab, some book on deen, authentically authored by somebody. I benefited from the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You also read this, that's what he's sharing with us. Wallah Fubud is sharing something that will put us on such a high that we don't know where we are and what we're doing. Then he is sharing something that's taking us to Jahannam, Allah Fubud. So now, on that day to lament will be too late. Now is the time to choose our friends. Those who will remind us of Allah Ta'ala. Who will help us, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ Allah says, help one another. Help one another in matters of virtue and righteousness. To do what is correct, do what is right, do what will take us closer to Allah Ta'ala. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ Don't ever help one another towards sin, towards transgression. That is a double problem then. We help somebody, meaning we call somebody to evil, to sin. He commits the sin, he'll get the sin, we'll get his sin also. Double sin. So now this is the time to become very, very concerned about our iman. So one is human company. And then is the device company. The device company, the phone in our hand, that tablet could become the worst pill. That tablet, and Allah forbid, what else, what are the devices it could be? Could become the most terrible companions. In the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives one beautiful example, just the crux of it, that the good friend and the bad friend. What are the example? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving the example. Good friend, like a person who sells perfumes. So now that's what he does, he sells perfumes. So now somebody who's in his company, he wants to give him a gift. That person, what he has perfumes, he has ithar, he'll give him that as a gift. If he doesn't give him, he'll see things around, what he'll see? He'll see ithar, he'll see perfumes, he'll buy something. So he'll buy something that's good. And if not, he will still get the fragrance in that company. Because that's what's all around. So in other words, being in the company of that person will be very beneficial for him. In one way or the other, he can't be harmed. And on the other side, he's made a friend of who? Friend of an ironmonger. Now in those days, people used to make things with iron. They had this huge furnace fire in it, and then the smoke and the sparks that are flying out of it and the whatever else. Now this person's whole day, that's his job. He's earning a halal living. But if a person goes to his place, what's going to happen? Those sparks are going to fly. Those sparks are going to burn him. Imma ayyuhriqa thiyabak. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, either he's going to burn you, burn your clothes. And if nothing else, you cannot escape the fumes. In that environment, you cannot escape the fumes. Now that is somebody doing a halal living, that's a separate matter. But now the example of a bad friend, that a person goes in that company, so what he's going to see around? Some evil or the other. What that person is going to invite him towards? Some wrong. And now likewise is that phone. That device. What is going on there is his company. And that company is going to throw sparks out. Forget sparks, he's going to throw huge flames. If he doesn't look after himself correctly. If he doesn't control what's going on. And that will burn his whole deen. Burn his heart. Burn the spirituality. His heart will be completely darkened with that zulmat of haram on that phone. And as a result, he will have no inclination towards good. He'll only be inclined towards more evil. Why? Because the heart is king. And now when the heart is in evil, then the eyes will be only looking for more evil. When the heart is in evil, then the tongue will only be speaking vulgarity. When the heart is in evil, then the legs will want to walk towards some den of vice, will want to walk towards good, look for some more haram. Why? Because the heart is in evil. And now the person spending hours filling evil into the heart, through the eyes, getting directly into the heart, what becomes the end result? That is a company, and it can become very, the worst company on earth that phone can become. So now we want to look after ourselves. Allah knows best when our moment comes, when we suddenly will have to depart from this dunya. We want to live in a way that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us, that we don't fall into the punishment of the hereafter. Rather, we get direct jannat. For that, we have to look after our iman, look after our deen, look after our amal. Like we mentioned right at the beginning, that all the advisories that come out now in this time of the year and warning people, watch out how you go about things, you mustn't drown. We must get more worried about not drowning in fitna. And look after ourselves, look after our families, protect our iman, protect their iman and their deen. And how are we going to do that? By keeping ourselves in the right environments, in the right company, keeping ourselves constant on our amal, our 5 daily salah, daily tilawat and recitation of the Quran Sharif, daily the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, keeping in the company of good friends, pious people. This is what will keep us steadfast on deen. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us, keep us safe on deen, keep us steadfast on iman till our last breath, and take us with perfect iman, raise us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect iman. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله.